First, I want to thank also all of the sponsors, all of the chevra who helped. As far as Yaakov and Lani's concerned, I wasn't aware that Lani was sharing Yaakov with us. I'm a little bit insulted. I thought it was all ours. It's ours. Okay. Yaakov, thank you for everything, for living and breathing Yesh Kodesh. Our immeasurable love and thanks. Thank you. To my dear friend, Rabbi Yosef, was I to have the Suda together last night, and I asked how many years we're together. There's already 21 years that we're doing this, 21 years. And over the years, unfortunately, Yosef has started to understand some English. So I can't even say the things, all these nice things that I wanted to say in English because he understands. But he knows without words, and he's not a person that cares about words. His whole life is a niggun. He's a niggun. He's a hidden song, a deep and hidden song that is a treasure that Am Yisrael holds on to, and we're going to sing together Bez Hashem Yerushalayim. Tavi and the rest of the chevra. Friends, Choshev Rabbanim and Chaveirim, Yedidim. It's not a time for a shiur or even some sort of a maimer. It's really just a time to express ga'aguim, a great longing from the deepest part of who I am. That fills every moment of my life and all that I think about and all that I do, this tzaddik and the other tzaddikim, but this world of Eish Kodesh. You know, by the first Hilula of Reb Mendel of Vitebske, Schussi Erlein, by the first Hilula, his Talmud, his friend, Rabbi Avram Kalisker, Schussi Erlein, was crying out, Mimkoimoi huyifan brachmov le'amai. Mimkoimoi huyifan brachmov le'amai. He said, Rebbe, it's your Hilula, it's the first Hilula. And on the yard side by the Hilula, the neshama of the tzaddik Rebbe, your neshama is ascending higher and higher. And we're so afraid. We're so afraid that you don't remember us from that place that you're ascending to. So we're begging you, Mimkoima hu yifan barachmav li'amai, that from that mokum that you're in, Mimkoima hu yifan barachmav li'amai, not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Tzaddik, that Mimkoima from the place that you're in, hu yifan barachmav li'amai, that you should look with Rachmanis upon your people, upon where we are and who we are. And this is all that I'm thinking about this whole Shabbos. Rebbe, are you looking? From that place, are you looking? Are you shepping nachis? We're not exactly the way the chevra looked in Varsha and Piazetsna, you know. And the songs are different, but you know, we're really the same. We want the same. And we need you very, very badly to be part of our lives. So whereas that tzaddik, the Kalisker, said, Mimkoimohi from Rachmoliamoi, from that place where he's ascended to. You know, there was a tzaddik whose yard site was only a short time ago. And we were calling out a few minutes ago, Rabbeinu Sha'ak. The tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman Schussi Erlein, his whole metzias was to give us chizik. And he revealed something much greater than that cry of the Kalisker by the Vitebske Zyartzeit. In Tinyon HaZayin, which we've spoken about over the years. So Rabbi Nachman is talking about the tzaddik and the rachmonis that the tzaddik has. The rachmonis that the tzaddik has for our people and for each and every one of us. Ki ikar rachmonis hu kshe yisrael am kodesh noifnum chas v'sholem ba'avonis rachmon litzlan. And the ikar rachmonis that the tzaddik has is when we're not doing well, chalila, and we're drifting away from who we are and from HaKadosh Baruch. Ki zera rachmonis ha-godl mikol mini rachmonis. So Ibn Achman says that that's the biggest rachmonis, mikol mini rachmonis. Ki kol ha-yisurim ha-koshim shubaylam, because all of the pain and suffering of the world, cannot equal the terrible pain that a Jew is in, going through life carrying these peklach of mistakes, of regrets. So Masa Kovid, David Melch said, Yichvedu Mimen. Who knows better than a tzaddik, than the tzaddik? Kedushas Yisrael, the holiness of a Jew. Mi'ayin lahem lekuchim, where we come from. U'yodeyashi Yisrael merchoikim lagami mi'ovim. The tzaddik knows where we come from, and the tzaddik knows that each and every one of us is by nature, so far, far away from any ugliness. And therefore, the greatest rachmanis of the tzaddik is to somehow pull us out from that masu ha-kovet shel avoinus, from that unbearable burden of our mistakes. Now listen to the chizuk that Rabbeinu gives us. Listen to this chizuk. So we were talking before about the kaluska crying out, Mim Kaimai, it's the yotzeit, it's the hilula. And the tzaddik is going higher and higher. And we're so afraid, so we're asking, Mim Kaimai, hu yifen, barachmim le'amai, barachmo, barachmim le'amai, please from that place. You're going higher and higher. And we're sinking lower and lower. We're in the lowest place. So we're so afraid that you're going to forget us. But Rabbi Nachman reveals this. Listen, Chavah. Rabbi Nachman says, Nois dal. V'afiluk shemegi ezman listar leg. Even when it comes time for the tzaddik to die, to leave the world. V'an neshama oylum is that bekis b'mokim sh'oylum b'oylum esayayinim. And the neshama of the tzaddik soars to the highest place in the Olam HaSelyonim, in the highest worlds. Ein zeh tachlis u'shleimus. That's not what the tzaddik wants. That's not the tachlis and the shleimus of the tzaddik. Shetia neshom rak dvuka l'mayla. That the tzaddik should just be dvuka l'mayla, should be attached to that world, to those worlds beyond, way, way beyond us. Ibn Achman says that the ikar shleimus of the neshama of the tzaddik. Remember, the whole inyan of the tzaddik is his love for each and every Jew, and the rachmonis that he has on each and every one of us. And therefore, Ibn Achman says the ikar shleimus of the neshama yishbeishi lamaila tielamata gamkein. That at the same time that the neshama of the tzaddik ascends to that highest place, Tielamata gam kein to the neshama of the tzaddik, especially by the hilula, the neshama of the tzaddik, Tielamata gam kein, it descends mamish to the lowest place where the lowest Jew is at that lowest moment of his life. And And he doesn't bring it here, but Alter Rebbe brings in Tanya, where it says in Zohar Kodesh that Tzadikaya Shchichi Yosef Ahay Alma Bosa Bosa Deistalku, that the tzaddikim are in this world. After they leave this world, they're in this world more than when they were alive, when they were held back by the guf. And now they're no longer restrained. The neshamas are free to ascend, and Rabbi Nachman is teaching us to descend. Okay, and so Shiyasha Achver Brocha Bein Oitalmid. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman says that it's so important for the tzaddik to leave behind a son, a child, to go on with his teachings, or a student, if there are no children, then talmidim who will continue to bring the light of this tzaddik all the way down into our lives in this world. So the das of the tzaddik and the ways of the tzaddik should be lamata, should be down here, even though he's so high. Lamala, lamala, his thoughts, his ways, his teachings, his presence should be lamata, lamata. There was a chassid, there was a tzaddik, his name is Rav Nachum Scheuchet, he was a chassid of the old Lechevich, the Schus Yerlein. And after the Ptira, after the Histalkas, the death of the Lechevich, this Rav Nachum Scheuchet, wasn't doing well. The Gaguim were crushing him, the longing for his Rebbe. It was very hard for him to continue on with his life. And Mitaych, those Gaguim, once he fell asleep. And while he was sleeping, the Saba Kedisha, the Tzaddik from Lechevich, appeared to him in his dream, and he said, Nochem, what sits to me? What are you pulling me down over here? I mean, I'm enjoying myself with all the tzaddikim, the neshamas of the tzaddikim. What are you schlepping me over here into this world? And in his dream, he said, Reb Nachum said, "I Rebbe, says Mezayang Tzali Ma'od." Tzali ma'od, Rebbe. I'm not managing without you. Tzali ma'od. I'm in terrible pain. Tzali ma'od. So then the Lechevich asked him in his dream, so what do you want, Nochem? And Nochem said, Rebbe, please just review with me a little bit. Remind me what it means to believe in God. Remind me what it means to be a mammon. And the Lechevich in his dream said over the first three ani mammons, the way that he used to say them with a certain niggin, with his fire and his niggin. And this Yonachim went the rest of his life burning mamish on fire with those ani mammons. What Rabbi Nachman is teaching us here, and with this story of the tzaddikim of Nochem and the Lechevich is telling us, is that even though many years have passed since the Rebbe, since the Piasetzna was murdered, he's here. And that you and I have the ability, through those feelings of Rebbe Tzar Lono Ma'od, it's very hard for us in this world, in these last days before Mashiach comes, Tzar Lono Ma'od. And it's not enough that Mimkoimcha, Mimkoimai, Yifein, Eileinu Barachamim, that you're in some higher world, that you remember us, that you're looking down upon us from that higher place.
Tile on my eyes. We're asking you and we're begging you to come down here with us in this world. We're drawing you into our lives, into this world. You know, when Rabbi Nachman, when he was going from Breslov to Uman, he went there knowing that that was his last trip. He knew that he was going to die, and he wanted to be buried in Uman. So everybody felt that the end was near. And he said, "Aval pichein ein dor yasa." Rabbi Nachman said, "I'm not leaving you alone." And the aura of that tzaddik of Rabbi Nachman, he said, "Va'achshav now, we don't have Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but va'achshav now, yesh nachal noiveyim mekar chachma. But now there is this powerful river, this nachal, this river that's noiveyim mekar chachma, that I'm leaving with you in this world." In the world here, whereas Rabbi Nachman left behind a Nachal Nevei Mekar Chachma, every year thousands and thousands and thousands, more and more and more, are drinking from those waters, of that mysterious, amazing river of Nachal Nevei Mekar Chachma. So too, Reb Kolonim is Kalman, then Rabbi Eliyahu Melech Susi Eleinu Hashem Karm Domai. That tzaddik didn't leave behind children. His children didn't survive. The vast majority of the chassidim, as you know, were killed. And even at the end, when he was in that camp near Treblinka, Travniki, and there was a possibility for him to be smuggled out. So home ice, it's not for now, but there was an offer that was made to get him out, and he said that there were 20 Jews, that they were part of a chevra, that they decided, they made a pact, they made a bris, they were going to stay together. So the Rebbe said that I'm only going if all of us can go together. And the message came back, was smuggled in, that Rebbe, that's impossible to take out 20 of you. So the Rebbe sent back, so even if it's not at one time, then at least maybe we can get out one by one to be smuggled out from this place, from this Gehenna. And the message came back to him that they don't know, but maybe they could try. And then Rabbi, the Piazesta, sent back, but the condition is that I'm the last one to leave. I will not leave before my friends leave. Only if I'm the last one, then I agree. And that could not be promised. They didn't know, and while these negotiations were going on, the Germans took all of them, and they were all, of course, killed. Al Kiddush Hashem. So, Rebbe, you didn't leave an Achal Nevei Mekar Chachma. We don't know what you were thinking those last seconds before you were killed. You buried that canister in the ghetto. Did you know that it was going to be found? Did you know that there were going to be Jews many, many years later who are on fire with the fire that you left behind? And we know that if Rabbi Nachman says that tzaddik can be drawn down below to this world, that we know that if you refuse to leave that Gehenna, you have the opportunity to leave Gehenna, to save your life. But you refused to separate yourself from those Jews who needed you. So it must be that you refuse to leave us as well. And that your fire is here. And that because we're learning your Torah and we're gathering together, look together to be mechabed you and to remember you and to connect to you. That you're here with us. And that your fire, the fire of Eish Kodesh, the fire of Chavos HaTalmidim and the other Sfarim, that fire has the Koyach of Tchias HaMesim, the Nevuah of Yechezkel HaNavi, Risi B'nei Olayim Gidim U'Basar Allah, we all remember that Yechezkel HaNavi saw the valley that was filled with Atzomis Yevesh's dry bones. And then he saw that the skin was beginning to form, the veins, the bodies were coming together. But there was one thing, v'ruach ein bahem. The only thing that was missing was v'ruach ein bahem. The bodies were coming together. And over the years since the Holocaust, since the years that the Rebbe was killed, we've been healing. We're stronger. And the dried out bones are gathering back together. We have now communities and we have schools, yeshivas, mikvahs. But v'ruach ein bahem. At that point in the Nevuah Yechezkel saw that v'ruach ein bahem, the only thing he was missing was a v'ruach ein bahem. Just like by the second Beis HaMikdash, that the second Beis HaMikdash was so beautiful, but the only thing that was missing, or one of the things that was missing, the Gemara tells us, was the Eish Min HaShemayim, that fire that used to descend upon the Mizbeach by the first Beis HaMikdash, that Eish Min HaShemayim was not there by the second Beis HaMikdash. Hashem says to Yechezkel, Hina be'el ruach, speak to the ruach. And then it says in the Navi, Ma'arba ruchais, bo'i ha'ruach, from all four corners of the universe, bo'i ha'ruach, ruach come, bo'i ha'ruach, upchi b'harugim ha'ela v'yichyu, ruach blow into these dried out bones and bring them back to life that they should live. V'tovo behem haruach v'yichyu v'yamdu haragleim chal gadol ma'od ma'od. And the ruach came back into those dry bones. And they came back to life. Chal gadol ma'od ma'od. A very great multitude of Jews came back to life. And the Gemara says that if the Rebbe is like an angel, then we can receive Torah from his mouth. You know, there are many, many tzaddikim that we were to have in the world. But not every tzaddik has the ability to be mechaye, meisim, b'ma'amora. Not every tzaddik has the ability to bring dry bones back to life. To bring the dead back to life. That's what Yaakov was reading when I spoke about those years ago. And after that time of the Milchama and watching with my eyes those dried out bones who were trying to come back to life. And even though we didn't go through what they went through, we're not different. Ruach ein bon. The ruach is not there. The fire is not there. And we need a malach, an angel, who has the ability to be mechayim meisim b'ma'amora, to be able, like the Novi Yechezkel, to say, Bowie Haruach, Uvchi Baharugim Haela, to bring the Ruach into those who were killed, into those who were murdered. So there were Jews who were killed by Nazis, there were Jews who were killed by Russians, there were Jews who were killed by Arabs, and there were Jews who are killed by life, by living in this world, and who have lost our Ruach to other things. We're physically alive, but we're emotionally dead. Walk into our shuls, walk into our yeshivas, look into the eyes of the kids, look into the eyes of the chever that are standing there trying to daven a little bit. There are no Nazis, there are no Russians, there are no Yishmaelim over here. And who's going to blow life into Harugim Ha'ela that were killed by the things that have been seen, the things that have been heard, and the experiences that we've had over the years? Far away from Treblinka, from Warsaw, from Lodz. For such a thing, we need a Malach. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Rebbe has to be like a Malach Hashem Tzavokas. And how do we know, how do we recognize a Rebbe who's a Malach? We never saw a Malach. How do we know if the Rebbe's a Malach? So Chazal tell us, Ein l'chol kol esev ve'esev, every single blade of grass that's able to grow, it's only because there's a Malach, there's an angel that's clapping, that's giving it a smack on the head of that blade of grass, and is saying, Gadel. There are many wonderful teachers, fantastic teachers, Rabbanim, Rebbeim, Rosh Hashivas, men, women who give their lives to teach. A Malach is a person who's able to bring a river of an Achal Neveya, or an Eish, a fire of an Eish Kodesh, and to give us life, to bring us back to life, and to tell each and every one of us, Gadel! To grow, to be different, to change. We don't have to be dead Jews. One of the Talmidim who survived, his name is Chaim Kahn, who ended up fighting in the War of Independence of 1948 in Eretz Yisrael. And he was one of the boys that was part of the Rebbe's world of his inner circle. And he was interviewed a few years ago in Eretz Yisrael. I think if the interview is available. And when he was asked, can you describe the Rebbe? Can you describe the Pious Etzner? He said, Haislo Chazus Miuchedes, I can't describe, he was different. Ish Gavoa, he was very tall. Im Hadras Ponim Meirois Shal Malach Hashem. I don't know what an angel is, but he had a face that was shining like a Malach. Einayim Kmo Einay Nesher. He had the eyes like an eagle. Imhayim Estakel Alecha. When the Rebbe looked at you, Hayisa Batuach Sheroz Kol Apnimi Yisalcha. You felt and you knew for sure that he was looking at who you were. He understood you. He saw you, mamish. Zayamar Shu Madhim. It was madhim. It was astonishing. Kol Adam Shenitka B'Mabit Shel Rebbe. Whoever met the gaze, the eyes of the Rebbe. He was certain that the Rebbe knew his whole life, everything. And Misha Hoye B'Sviva Shel HaRebbe, and whoever was in the Sviva of the Rebbe, Germ La'asma L'Sa'alois, it brought him to an Aliyah. And then he says, Bishnas 1948, Hishtatavti B'Melchemes, I fought in the War of Independence. This poor guy came from concentration camp. And like many of the chevre, he came to Eretz Yisrael and they gave him a half of a rifle or some sort. And he was fighting in the War of Independence. And he said he was one of the fiercest battles. Bechad Akrobus Akoshim. Not going to go into which battle he was in. And he said, Hayu Kama Dakot Kashot. In this battle, there were some very difficult moments. And in those moments, all of life passed before us. What did I think of those moments when my life was flashing before my eyes? אני חשבתי בוסם רגועים על אשתי, my wife. על הורי, my parents. על הבאס שלי, my daughter. ועל הרבי הצדיק מפייס עצנה. I thought about my רבי, the פייס עצנה. זה רק יוכל להמחיש. איך עשיתי מזכר של הרבי, that's the only thing I could tell you, how we were connected to him. That was my last thought, that moment that I thought I was leaving the world. Once the Rebbe was standing with some Hasidim, and they were learning, they were talking in Torah, and some sweet little Jew came running in, crying. And he said, Rebbe, 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 the medicine that you wrote for me, that's what he said, the medicine that you wrote for me has faded. And the terrible headaches that I have come back. Now, nobody knew what he was talking about. Some of you might know that in Warsaw, all of the drugstores in Warsaw and all of the doctors who were there honored the prescriptions that were written by the Rebbe, by the Piazetsna. He was a big, big bucky in medicine, and he wrote prescriptions that were honored by the drugstores and by the other physicians who were there in Varsha. So this Yid was crying, Rebbe, my headaches are back. Because the cure that you wrote has faded. So the Chassidim didn't understand, what does it mean it's faded? If there was a prescription, you give it to the drugstore, and you get the medicine, you take the medicine. So the Rebbe asked one of the Chassidim, give me a piece of paper. And the Rebbe wrote something on the paper. And he gave it to this Yid. And this Yid took off his hat. And under his hat he had a kapel, a yarmulke. And in the yarmulke he had an old piece of paper that was the old prescription. He never gave it to the drugstore. He had the old prescription in his yarmulke for his ke'ev rosh, evanta? And he took out this one. And he threw it down, and he took from the Rebbe the new prescription, and he put it into his yarmulke, and he put the yarmulke on, and he put on his hat, and he sat back a little bit and said, oh, he's a shine git. Shine git, Rebbe. I feel better. New Rebbe, where do we get prescriptions like that? The prescriptions in our yarmulkes have faded, no? Our heads are hurting. Our hearts are hurting. Tzar lanu ma'od, ma'od, ma'od. So Rebbe, it's your yard site. You didn't leave Gehenim then. You certainly came down from Gehenim to be here with us. And you haven't forgotten us. And you're stronger now than you ever were. And the schus of each one of us remembering you. And the schus of singing the gunim and learning Torah in honor of you. Memkoimcha from your place. Look at us with Rachmanis. Write for us a new prescription. Each one of us should have the prescription that we need for ourselves, for our children, for our wives, our husbands, our parents, so that we will be healed in our minds, in our hearts, in our bodies, and we'll be able to join you with all the tzaddikim, hakitz, v'ranu shoichnei ofa, with the ultimate chiyas ameisim, the blush of amitis, Amen.